A lot of Americans a lot richer today as stocks soar amid a late afternoon rally on Wall Street. Let's head over to New York and CNN senior business correspondent Ali Velshi. Ali, you and I have talked about this in the past. We are really Dow obsessed these days, but today was a good thing to be obsessed.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's no particular underlying reason to this. If I were to take all the economic news we had today, Nicole, and try and make sense of it, I wouldn't have the second biggest point gain we've ever seen in the Dow, and one of the biggest percentage gains we've seen, too. That's just not where the evidence lies. So what this tells you is that this market is in a trading range. There are people, professional investors, who maybe manage your, you know, the mutual funds that you hold in your 401k, who think that stocks are a good buy right now. They're just a bargain, despite everything else that's going on. There are other people who just want to get out of this market, and they're the ones who are selling the stocks. If you look at how a market recovers after a major downturn like we've seen, if we're in the recovery mode, it is long and it is rocky, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing one of these big gains today. You're just as likely to see sell-offs. We might see the Fed cut rates tomorrow. They're meeting right now. We are likely to see a reading of GDP, which is the broadest measure of our economy, on Thursday that comes in negative for the first time this year. So it's not a great news story. It just happens to be people seeing an opportunity to buy stocks because they're on sale.
But there were other indicators as well. Some of the smaller indexes also up, the dollar up as well. How do you feel about all that? Put it all together.
Oil prices are down. That always helps. And we've got oil prices closer to $60 now than $65. I mean, these things are all part and parcel of what we see as a slowing economy. Oil prices are down because we see a weak economy. So here's how it usually works. The market starts to recover sort of earlier on in a recessionary cycle, but we still could see home prices going down. We still are likely to see jobs being lost. There's one little piece of good news around, and that is home prices. We've seen new and existing home prices obviously dropping. Existing homes are down about 9% compared to last year. But you know what? Because mortgage prices are still low, we've actually seen people starting to get into that market. People are starting to buy because they can still get a mortgage at a low rate, Nicole. So that's,
you
know,
those figures don't account for the bailout. Those housing figures are kind of earlier on. This was before the bailout.
They're figures for last month. That's right. But you see, the average person who's looking to buy a home because they have a price in mind as to what they can afford, maybe they've got good credit and access to a mortgage, the bailout doesn't really, you know, maybe didn't motivate them one way or the other. This is people actually doing things that matter to them, and that is buying a house because they think it's affordable and they can get a mortgage. In the end, our economy is not about science. It's about how people feel about it. If somebody thinks it's a good time to get involved in buying a house and then get a loan, that's what you need.
Consumer confidence down, though.
Worst we've ever seen. In fact,
so
the reading for consumer confidence is the worst since they started reporting it in 1967, which is actually right back full circle to the beginning of this conversation. If I were just reading the data, I wouldn't have thought we would have had a 2-point gain on the Dow today, never mind an 800-point gain. So that's part of the issue. Consumer confidence tells you how people are going to spend their money over the course of the next several months. But remember, home prices became unaffordable for people in America, and the one thing that's happening is home prices are coming down, and people are thinking they can afford homes. So that's a silver lining on a very jagged cloud.
Take a lot of salt with all of this. Don't look at today as being the only indicator.
Correct.
Also,
that's
step back and look at, we have a lot of indicators. The month to date, we have the year to date, we have 52 week to date.
Right.
Those are all down and then down and then more down if you look
right
at it.
Right, that's exactly right. Here what we're looking at is the fact that are we at a point in this economy where things are low enough that people start to gain confidence? It's like a neighborhood. Are prices low enough that companies and businesses come in and build it up, and then all of a sudden you get stadiums and it becomes a nice place to live? Are we there in the economy? Some people say it's too early to tell. Others are saying, I want to get in early because I see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But this is all of our behavior together. Fundamentally, we are still negative about where things are going, and we're heading into the most important season of the year for retailers and for shopping, not very hopeful. So by no means are we out of the woods, and nor should a big gain like this in the Dow lead you to believe that we are.
Yeah, the Dow is quite convenient. It's a big board, a big number there, but look at a lot of other stuff. As we diversify our money, we should also diversify the indicators we look at.
Absolutely right.
Thanks so much, Allie.
All right, Nicole.